This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show.
Remember, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I have a printout of Joe Biden's conversation with the child today, because Joe Biden's doing the... It's okay, Chris. It's okay. He's doing a meet and greet over there. And so Joe Biden says, "What's your question?" And the kid said, "What's the top step to success?" And Biden says, "What's the top what?" And the kid says, step to success. And Biden says, "What's the top step to success? The child says, "Yes." And Biden says, "Oh, well, making sure that we don't all have COVID." "What? Why? What are we talking about here?" Joe Biden killing it over there today for
us. Reminds us, our history, ours, yours and mine, reminds us of the responsibilities we have to the president. This should be the president.
He kept going.
"It's hard to communicate just how deeply invested your success, the people across the United States are. And those of you who've been there know it. You know it. I'm not making this up. This is real. It's almost people can taste it."
Can taste it, Chris. Oh, yeah, Chris, absolutely. We forgot the bit.
"Nothing our nations can't achieve if we do it together. I really mean it. So thank you all. God bless you all. Let's go lick the world. Let's get it done.
Let's go lick the world." All right. So just stop. Focus here. We have warned. You've warned. I've warned. We all know Joe Biden's ties, ugly ties, let's be honest, illegal ties to other places around the world means that he should never have been president. And just pause on that for a brief moment. This is why it's so dangerous to have a media like we do. You really do, as a nation, you have to have a media. But because all we have are communist apparatchiks, enemies of the state, they chose to cover up for him. But this is why. A media would have exposed all this stuff. And frankly, Joe Biden would not have come close to getting out of a primary. That if you had a media, that would have been the goal. But since we don't have a media, he gets out of the primary. He gets elected president. Well, the problem with that is this. Joe Biden's entire career has been using his political office, whatever those offices were, to enrich himself through his family. Because remember, the president, the candidates and the presidents, you always have to submit all your stuff. You have to submit all your financials. You can't have $10 million in the stock market and no one knows about it. You have to disclose all those things. Well, these politicians aren't dumb. You don't keep the money. In fact, you don't even get the contract. Your brother does. Your son does. That's how it works. That's how the open corruption in Washington, D.C. works. Joe Biden has famously taken part in that for years. Years. This is long before he was president. It was well known as the Biden family business. The Biden family business. Whatever access, whatever power Joe Biden has, you can get some of that for a fee. For a fee. And that went overseas. And Joe Biden started working in places like Russia, like Ukraine, like China, and working through family members. Well, that's all bad anyway. That kind of corruption is bad anyway. But when you become the commander-in-chief, let's just say hypothetically that you were the commander-in-chief. You were the president of the United States of America. And let's say again, totally hypothetical here, let's say through you, your son had a bunch of very shady-looking business deals with, let's say, China. Just for the sake of argument, China. And then your president, China knows about you and your son's business deals. And then you're China and you want, oh, I don't know, Taiwan. You're looking over at this island called Taiwan and you think it belongs to you and you think you want to go take it. And you know you'll be able to take it with a little, but not too much trouble unless the United States of America steps in. This is why it's so dangerous to have a president who's compromised. Headline, China sent a not-so-subtle threat to Joe Biden by revealing Hunter Biden's bank records. It's something called Cathay Bank with a C. I'm sure that's not how you say it, Chris. I don't know. I don't speak Spanish. Anyway, it's Cathay Bank. And what they did was they sent these records to the Republicans in Congress. Now, what are they doing? You know what they're doing. I don't even have to spend any more time on it. You know exactly what they're doing. This is blackmail. This is telling Joe Biden, hey, we have everything. Do keep that in mind when we start stepping over the line that we have everything. And you, Commander-in-Chief, better take that into account before you consider trying to stop us. Hey, look, what do you want me to tell you? This is the nation we have now. This is part of the problem with a late stage republic. Did you ever hear that story? There's a story from the Greek world. I'm going to mess up the details of it, but there's a story from the Greek world, and I believe it was Athens. My buddy Lee Smith wrote a great article about this. It was a story about how, I think it was Athens, I'm almost positive it was Athens, but it could have been Sparta. I'm embarrassed about that I'm messing that up now. I think it was Athens, though, that they got in this long war, and they eventually lost it, because in the end, as the people found out, they were a late-stage empire, too, and in the end, all the leaders simply had sold them out to the enemy. They just sold them out. So there was no way they could win, because the people who led the society were already bought and paid for. That's kind of where we are here. And it's not kind of, it's really where we are here. But don't worry, Joe Biden's in Ireland, killing it.
My greatest regret is my grandfather Finnegan, who was an Irish-American whose grandfather was Owen Finnegan, who made the effort. And he was a great athlete, went to Santa Clara University, and he was a newspaper guy on the business side. And I never understood what he meant when he said, Joey, I worry about you. He'd lean over. I said, Pop, what do you worry about? He said, you're too much like that guy who led the revolution instead of the guy who was the prime minister. I said, he said, you got to be less like the military guy. They shot him.
What's he talking about? Oh, gosh.
Oracle, on your podcast Tuesday, you told an allegory. Chris, I know you don't know what that means. An allegory is a story that has a meaning behind it. So I didn't want to obfuscate you or anything like that. That's what an allegory means. Anyway, on the podcast Tuesday, you told an allegory about a wolf that broke the rules and was perceived to have endangered the rest of the pack. The pack felt justified killing that wolf off for the sake of the community. COVID brought that situation front and center in the United States. So many people I had respect for turned out to be spineless turds just looking for someone to tell them what to do. And so many others turned into the citizen police force. They can't obfuscate their positions anymore. I've taken the time to collate them into categories and treat them as such. Sorry for the big words. He's saying sorry to you, Chris. Well, look, I've called COVID several times the great sorting for a reason. You should have been sorting, and you still have time to do so. It's still fresh in your mind. You should have been sorting out the people in your life, because that was the ultimate stress test. And look, if your sister banned you from seeing her until you had your 9,000th booster shot, If your mom said, no, I don't want to see you or the grandkids, you're not vaccinated enough. If your neighbor reported you or threatened to report you for not having your mask up while you're walking the dog, even if there's been some reconciliation, even if they said, sorry, I lost my mind. Sorry, hey, that was crazy. So I'm not saying don't forgive them either. Forgive, that's fine. Do whatever you want. But you better have that person sorted out in your mind as the person who's going to sell you out to the state, because they are. Because that person's going to get scared again. The system will scare them again. And this time they'll think the life and death is real. And the next time, just like this time, they're going to sell you out. Sort the people in your life out. COVID gave you an opportunity. Take advantage of it. All right? All right. I do think we need to give some credit where it's due when we talk about these red states and after the Dobbs decision, how many more lives have been saved. And I think we do need to give credit where it's due to preborn for still being in the highest abortion areas in the country and still fighting there, because that's where that fight is now. That fight is in Baltimore. That fight is in LA. That fight is in Buffalo. That fight is in these high abortion areas. And preborn is still there telling these young women, hey, how about a free ultrasound? Hey, come on, free ultrasound on us. But it's not on them. It's on you. It costs them $28 to give that young woman her ultrasound. She'll hear that heartbeat and she'll choose life for her baby. Will you help them? Preborn.com/Jesse. Go help them. Sponsored by Preborn.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I have good news. You ready for good news? You know our You Voted for This campaign, right? Well, we have an exciting little soundbite you can play for your Democrat friend who does a lot of work on things like Venmo and otherwise, right? You ready for this? Yeah, I want you to make sure you look, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the podcast on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Your Democrat friend is going to love this little tidbit.
Starting next year, filing taxes for millions of people could become trickier. A new IRS rule will require anyone earning more than $600 on payment apps in 2023 to receive a 1099 K form. The old threshold was earning $20,000 over 200 transactions.
This is not a tax law change. This is just a reporting requirement for those third parties like Venmo, PayPal, and the credit card companies.
The IRS expects an initial surge of 4 million of these forms next year, which it says it can handle.
But there are businesses concerned handling all the paperwork from this change could be like taking on a whole nother job in and of itself.
Businesses like Dennis Turbeville, a Maryland furniture maker, takes nearly all of his payments through apps and worries he'll make a mistake when the government is asking for its cut.
A $2,500 penalty for a business that's doing $2 million a year, not a big deal. For somebody like me, that's a big deal.
Who'd you vote for? When your friend, just keep this in your back pocket because it takes effect next year, okay? Just keep this in your back pocket. But you've got a Democrat friend who, because this is a lot of gig work is done like this now, where people are paid through PayPal and Venmo and things like this. And you've got a Democrat friend who's going to come to you next year. It's going to be a Friday night. Guy's going to be having a couple non-Bud Lights somewhere. And he's going to come to you and he's going to say, man, can you believe the IRS? What are you going to say to him? What are you going to say to him? You're going to look him right in the eye and tell him, you voted for this. All right. I should have played the whole Michael Reagan thing earlier, but here's EPA Administrator Michael Reagan about the EPA rules in China. And well, here
most EV batteries right now are produced in China. So how do you balance the administration's climate goals while also trying to achieve its goal of reducing reliance on China?
That's a great question. And so we look at it in twofold. We have to walk and chew gum at the same time. This proposal doesn't kick in till model year 2027. So we've got some years to ramp up. We hope that we can take advantage of that runway.
Okay. But he goes on to talk about emission standards.
I'm pleased to announce that EPA is proposing the strongest ever federal pollution technology standards for both cars and trucks. Together, today's actions will accelerate our ongoing transition to a clean vehicle's future, tackle the climate crisis head on, and improve air quality for communities all across the country.
So which vehicles are they planning on destroying?
Light, medium, and heavy-duty vehicles are some of the biggest contributors to greenhouse gas pollution. The first set of proposed standards focus on light and medium-duty vehicles. It builds on EPA's existing standards for passenger cars and light trucks for model years 2023 through 2026. EPA estimates that this proposal would reduce our cumulative CO2 emissions by 7.3 billion metric tons from the years 2027 through 2055. The second set of proposed standards would apply to heavy-duty vocational vehicles, such as delivery trucks, dump trucks, public utility trucks, transit, school buses, and more. The proposed standards are the final pieces of EPA's Clean Trucks Plan and will complement the heavy-duty nitrogen oxide standards we established last December.
These people are going to destroy this country. They are. They are. We are all going to have to get to a red state, and the red states are going to have to form a coalition, and they're going to have to begin rejecting the federal government. And whenever I see things like that, people will come to me and say, Jesse, they can't. You don't understand the federal government. They give these states funding, and they no, you don't understand. I know that the red states are going to have to start being able to withstand the federal government taking that funding away. The future of this nation, if there is one for you and your kids and me and my kids, the only future of this nation is red states standing up to the federal government. And people don't like that, but it's true. The red states are going to have a showdown with the federal government as these insane people aim to destroy every single part of your life. And they will. It's way more than all the tranny stuff. Let's do keep in mind the genocidal climate change movement is a federal movement. It's not just the blue states. It is a federal movement, and they will impose these rules on everyone. The red states are going to have to begin to step up and reject it. That's just a fact. Dear Docent Jesse, why is a famous author and super popular celebrity still flying with the peasants on a low-cost airline? Are you afraid your dad will call you a slob? I've flown them all, and first class on Delta is the only choice. I can't believe how much crap I'm getting for flying Southwest Airlines. It was a quick flight, and I'm not spending a fortune to fly up to Austin. I didn't even want to go. In case you're wondering, I didn't tell you where I was going because I can't let the communists know when I go to a communist city. I can't ever let you know till afterwards because I slip in. I don't protest. I don't do anything. I go right where I'm going, and I slip right on out the door because I know what Soros prosecutor in that city would want to do to me. That's why I get in and I get out. You need to get in with Oxford Gold. You need to start protecting your money as well. I do too. We all need to do better. You have busted your butt for how long to get that 401k where it is, to get that IRA where it is? Are you going to let these people just light it on fire now? You're going to just sit and watch while all that money you work hard for burns because of something that isn't your fault? Oxford Gold will get gold and silver in there for you. They'll weave it in as part of your IRA and 401k so that no matter what they do, you have some value. Get some gold and silver coins delivered to your front door as well. And when I say gold and silver, you choose gold, silver, whatever you want. It's your choice. But Oxford handles all of it, and they handle it so easily. It's so laid back, man. Call 833-995-GOLD, all right? 833-995-GOLD. Make sure you ask them about additional free bonus opportunities you might be eligible for. 833-995-GOLD.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I just get it. Look, hey, if you're nervous about all this war with China stuff, I want you to know the United States Navy stands ready for the call.
And I was able to deploy on the USS Gerald R. Ford last fall, and the coolest thing I did on board was to be able to participate in a LGBTQ spoken word night, and I was able to read a poem that I wrote to the whole ship, and that was probably the culmination of the whole deployment.
We're doing well. We're doing great.
Hey, look, you know what?
I shouldn't rip on it. I shouldn't rip on it. You know why? Did you know one of the fascinating things when you look at old, read old books or look at old documentaries about old things like World War II is the chapel services, the Sunday services, or the pre-battle services, how it was everyone on the ship would gather around and the chaplain would pray over everybody and read a Bible and things like that. Even guys who weren't, you know, didn't believe, it was just something everybody did. And that was understandable because that was the religion of the nation back then. So now that we have a new religion, it's understandable that they would gather around and say gay poems on Navy ships now. But look, it's not like Christianity is the religion of the country. Headline, churches set to experience record high levels of attack in 2023. Yeah, the nation is ramping up its attack on this rebellious religion that's messing up the current religion. Now, as for the current religion, headline, Biden DOJ recommends no jail time for trans vandal of Catholic Church. Guy who's vandalizing the Catholic Church said some really lovely words like beep, it starts with an F, beep, Catholics and things like that. And normally that would be a big deal unless you're a follower of the national religion attacking the heretic religion. And that's all you see. That's all you see here. It's all right. Oh, our former communist emailed in with some more strategies for you and me for how we can politic a little better. You want to politic a little better? Hey, Jesse. Wanted to write some more suggestions on ways people can get active in their local elections without running themselves. Okay, so pause on this. If you're one of the many, many people who write in and say, Jesse, I can't run for this reason or that reason, I understand that. This is for you then. One of the things I did in my former communist days is to look through all the local elections and activities and compile the info to share this with others. This was in the form of a digital newsletter, infographics for social media, and also in print form. I had local email lists, and also these were handy wherever I went. This meant I had this info ready to share either digitally or in print with whomever I met. This meant anybody who brought up politics or anything related to me in conversation, I would use it as a jumping off point to plug them into local activities or make them aware of them. None of this seems sexy and exciting, but having local people willing to spread this info in easier ways is critical in making people more aware and involved. Once again, thank you, former commie, for this, because we must learn from the professionals. They're the professionals at politics. We, you and me, both, we are amateurs. We are beginners. Even if you're listening to me right now and you're a senator on the school board, you're a mayor, whoever you are, we are the amateurs. They are the professionals. They're more committed, have been more committed than we have been. They're better, so let's lean on them. This is a fairly easy thing anyone can do, is it not? And if you don't want to be quite that straightforward, which I get, the weekend's coming. I mean, I know tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you're already emailing your Ask Me Anything questions into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. But this weekend, are you going to see people in your community? Do you have elections coming up this year? We do here in Texas. I don't know about you and your state. In Texas, May 6th, we have big local elections coming up. I have been telling all my friends about it. I'm even stuck on one of these godforsaken group chats. And don't worry, I muted the conversation a long time ago because the wife told me I have to stop leaving the conversations. Apparently people can see when you leave, which I didn't care about. But then she said that was really rude and it makes all of us look bad. So now I just, what, Michael? I didn't think, it's not that rude. I didn't ask to be on the conversation. Anyway, the wife has requested that I simply mute the conversation now instead of leaving it. So I'll go back to this conversation that I muted, and there'll be 10,000 unread text messages. I just see the game, and I'll send one out there saying, I hope everyone's voting May 6th, when the day of early voting. I'm going to send it out there. I hope everyone's voting. And you know me, I'm rude. If someone writes back and say they won't, I'll just ride them right into the ground, right into the ground. But they will know about the local election coming up, because I'm going to tell them. Remember, if you don't know if you have elections, you can check your city, you can check your county, but probably most importantly, your Secretary of State. Every state, remember, has a Secretary of State, and the Secretary of State will have a page dedicated to elections, and there will be elections info on the Secretary of State's page. I need to caution you about something, though. It's confusing. Most of the ones I've seen are confusing. Chris and I were, it was a month ago, we were actually trying to figure out all the early voting stuff for our Texas election coming up. And we know what we're looking for. Remember, it was kicking our butts. It's there. You might have to do some digging, but the information is on your Secretary of State's website. All right. How about that, Chris? How about that? Luke, you got to shoot people straight. Just like you've been practicing with the Mantis X. You got to be a straight shooter, Chris. You see this email? I love this. This is what I've been telling you about. Jay Steele, for over 20 years, I've been trying to get my wife comfortable enough with guns to at least take one with her when she goes on her crazy backcountry bike rides. She had never agreed to go to the range with me and try. For Christmas, the family got me a Mantis X. We started using it on one of my guns almost every night after dinner for 20 minutes to a half hour. After about a month, the wife was so into it, she told me she wanted her own gun. We went to the range a couple times till she found her favorite. And even got to the range, even go to the range on date nights now instead of candle shopping or apple picking or whatever women like to do. She's gotten to the point where she doesn't leave the house anymore without her cute little 380 and one of at least five concealed carry bags she's bought in the last couple months. I even caught her running off to yoga in a Second Amendment t-shirt the other day. I am so thankful to my Mantis X for making my wife comfortable enough that she is now capable of taking care of herself. And his name is Chris. Brother, there you go. Might have just saved your wife's life. That's what we're talking about here. We're talking about life and death. Mantis X, man. Whether you're an experienced shooter who wants to dry fire practice at home, be put through drills, whether you're someone who's a total beginner and scared, or someone trying to talk your wife or husband or child into it, Mantis X is your way. No loud bang. Nobody looking at him at the gun range. They're judging me. No, nothing. There's not even any ammo. You're dry fire practicing in the comfort of your home. Mantis X. Go to MantisX.com, all right? Jesse, you say that we can overcome the cheating by showing up. Unfortunately, I don't believe that. They have an unbelievable system, and it's over. Just prepare for the end. So sad. First of all, people hear what they want to hear. I never once said we can overcome the cheating by showing up. I never said that to you. I've never lied to you about the election cheating, about the implications for 2024, especially now that we lost that Supreme Court seat in Wisconsin. I've never lied to you about that, ever. But the election cheating isn't keeping you from taking back your town. It's not keeping you from taking back your county. Unless you're listening in Philadelphia or New York or something. If you're in a normal place, it's only laziness keeping you back. It's only laziness keeping me back. I don't get to look at my area and I have a school board that needs fixing and city council needs improvement. There's not election cheating there. And if there is, there's not much of it. There's no excuse. I have never told you there's no cheating and we can overcome it and we'll be fine. I told you to take back your community. That the election cheating stuff, that doesn't work for local elections. Laziness is what's holding us back there. We're not wanting to put in the work. Put in the work. I've never blowed smoke up your, I've never lied to you about the implications for winning national elections, have I? Never once done that. I never will. All right. We got headlines. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I wanted to remind you, protect yourself out there, all right?
Especially if you're a Republican, an elected Republican, local, state, if you're in a church, if you're in any kind of a school, definitely a religious school of any kind, especially Christian Catholic schools out there. Here's one headline. I will pee on your grave. I edited that. That's a teen trans activist threatening the Idaho governor. What'd the Idaho governor do to earn that kind of hatred? Well, he banned child sex changes. He stopped doctors from mutilating children. These people are deranged. They are severely mentally ill. Many of them demon-possessed, I'm sure. It's a violent time out there. Just make sure you're looking out for yourself, all right? Protect yourself. Keep your eyes open when you're out and about. Keep your cell phone in your pocket. Look around. Make sure you're carrying something on you that will allow you to stop a very bad person. Make sure you are protected. All right. These are dangerous times, dangerous people, and they know beyond a shadow of a doubt, they are protected from up on high by the DOJ. That's weird. My voice just cut out right there, too. They're protected. Anyway, they know they're protected by the DOJ. Be aware of that. Be careful. All right. Be careful. Something else before we go into headlines. I'm going to do a couple more emails. Remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Ask me anything. Doesn't have to be political, but get your questions in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, have you signed up to be a supporter of Tunnel to Towers? $11 a month is what it costs. You know, there's a million dirtball charities out there and nonprofits. The quote, nonprofit industry might be the dirtiest industry I've ever seen in my life. But then there are some that are truly awesome. They have all these different charity rating sites who go in and they rate these guys now too. So you don't have to take my word for it. Go look up Tunnel to Towers. Look what their rating is. When I tell you they're caring for widows and orphans, your money is caring for widows and orphans. Your money's caring for widows and orphans, Gold Star families, first responder families, homeless veterans, catastrophically injured veterans. And it's $11. $11 a month. Go to T2T.org. All right? T2T.org. Hello, Bud Light Drinking Oracle. That's not true. Not anymore. Now, I have in the past. You know what that hurts? You know what hurts the most? I love Bud Heavies. I was a Bud Heavy man. Red and white dynamite, baby. I was all in the diesel. And now those days are gone. Gosh. Hello, Bud Light Drinking Oracle. In the mornings, I fancy listening to my local sports radio show, obviously because you're not on. They do live reads every break. They're so old, they end up screwing them up to the point it becomes comical. What's your most embarrassing live read story? I'm sure you know, but a live read is when I do an ad during the segment. There are the ads that come in between the segments, and then there are the ones I do during the segments. The ones I do during the segments, and whenever you hear my voice, I should tell you, that's my ad. Anything that isn't my voice you hear, I don't own the radio show. You know, Premier owns the radio show, and iHeart and things like that. Anything you don't hear from my voice, it's bought by someone else. I don't control anything. But I control everything that's my voice, because I won't voice anything I don't believe in. Now, when it comes to live ones, those are the ones I do straight up here live, just like it sounds like. Man, I'm trying to think, Chris. I definitely have read the phone wrong. Oh, yeah. I've read the wrong phone number a couple times. And that's really bad, because when you think about that, if you're reading a great product or service or something like that, and remember, they paid for that. This isn't a charity. You listen to it for free for a reason. It's ad supported. They paid for that live ad. What if they paid for an ad and you sent them to a totally different business? Someone's trying to donate to Tunnel to Towers and they're all of a sudden, why? I don't know. Why am I on this website? So that's probably the worst of them. Other than that, I mean, when have I ever stressed mistakes? I'm not worried about it. I don't know what I'm doing. I just started this. We've been doing this less than 5 years. I don't know what I'm doing. Anyway.
And now.
Here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Representative Katie Porter scalded ex-husband's scalp with potatoes. Potatoes. I've heard this. I've seen this headline for a couple days now. Potatoes. Did she throw the potatoes at him? Did she straight up take the potatoes over and dump them on his head? And it just seems, look, I'm not even involved here. I don't want to make too much of this whole thing, but why a potato? If you're really an abusive monster like Katie Porter, and hey, if you know who Katie Porter is, her husband ain't wrestling her off, right? So if she's going to do it, she's going to do it. Why the potato? I guess I don't know why the potato. Yeah, maybe opportunity. Maybe she's Irish. Hunter Biden's business associates visited White House over 80 times when father was vice president. The Biden crime family, baby. It's a story that's been around for a long time. PBS joins NPR in backing away from Twitter. It's hilarious that PBS and NPR are backing away from some social media because social media finally said, this is government media. Trump arrives back in New York City for deposition in $250 million business fraud case. They are really going to sue and charge this freaking guy until he's in prison and worth nothing. Ah, Lee. Ukraine isn't happy with the U.S. view of the counteroffensive. Oh. Ukraine's not happy? Oh, you mean that the war we're funding, the side that we are funding almost entirely, they're not happy with our view? I tell you what, Ukraine, you can sit there and shut up until you start funding it yourself. I don't care what you're happy or unhappy with. The guts on these people. Washington to become a sanctuary state for abortions and child sex changes. Once again, we are dividing. Sad, but we are dividing. Pick your side of the line. Biden to remake the U.S. auto industry with the toughest emission limits ever. The death of everything.
I'm pleased to announce that EPA is proposing the strongest ever federal pollution technology standards for both cars and trucks. Together, today's actions will accelerate our ongoing transition to a clean vehicle's future, tackle the climate crisis head on, and improve air quality for communities all across the country.
These people are going to wreck us. Federal government borrowing astronomical $6 billion a day. While we are in the middle of all this nightmarish crap, they are borrowing $6 billion a day. Dang. Hope you got those hard assets I've been telling you about. And I hope you have done the more important thing. And that's email in your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We are going to have fun and I will see you then. 2 days in a row for me. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.